Good morning, Eurovision. You're listening to ESC Go. My name is Felix. I just met Martin on Skype and we are talking about last night's semi-final 2. Here we go.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning from London.
So it's the day after semi-final 2. How was it for you?
Well, you know, mixed. Let's say it was mixed. I thought it was, again, a pretty good show. In hindsight, the results were not maybe hugely surprising, but you know how it is with Eurovision. There's always a hope that, you know, things might happen that maybe in your heart you don't fully believe in. And I mean, I know you're going to highlight the two countries that we really miss in the final, not as a whole team, but the two of us on the team certainly feel that way. So, you know, you go ahead and talk about them a bit.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing is Austria, which we were all quite sure that it would qualify, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All three of us had it. I did say in my prediction, I was a bit worried that, you know, you do get these entries where the press center kind of all talks about how great it's going and all that. But you know what? I had a quick look at it in the third rehearsal yesterday, and I thought it was coming across very well as well. I mean, it's not a winner, but I thought it had enough to qualify for sure.
The first rehearsal I saw, it was so good, and I really had goosebumps. But yesterday, that was nothing in comparison. It was really a poor performance, I think, and he was nervous, and I already knew this is not going to end well.
Yeah, and of course, those are the things. I mean, it could have been that there was a big jury vote, because we don't know how he performed for the juries. But yeah, if he was nervous there as well, well, yeah, this is the thing, you know, when you make predictions, you the one thing you can't factor in is who will be perfect live, who will you know, step up to the next level in front of a crowd, especially since we have an actual crowd now. You know, that can really bring the energy out. I think, to use an obvious example, I think Destiny really fed off the crowd in the first semi-final in a way that I didn't expect. It turned it from something sterile into something a bit bigger, whereas some people fade away in front of that, you know, live audience and the big pressure of the big night. And I guess that probably happened to Vincent a little bit.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they had Albania as the first envelope and then Moldova, I think it was the third or fourth, then I knew it was early. Something will be missing.
I think, funnily enough, here you'll like this. We're going to go on to talk about Denmark. So let me talk about Denmark. We'll talk about the actual song in a second. But I read a Danish newspaper afterwards. I always try and look at the headlines, you know, from the countries that didn't qualify, just to see how the reaction is. And you know, the band were very philosophical, all that kind of thing. And one of the guys, I think it was Lauritz, said, you know, I had my list of 10 countries that I think would go through, and as soon as Albania came out, he knew they were in trouble. He said that. So if he knew, then you know.
That was quite the moment of the night, and not the good one for my side.
No, I know you're number 39, Felix. I'm sorry, but
I try to avoid talking about that moment too much.
Sure.
What was much better for me last night was the sound, actually. I had these massive problems with the sound in the first semi-final, and I thought that was really a lot better yesterday. Did you experience any difference?
We talked about this a little bit. It didn't seem so bad to me in the first semi, but we wondered if maybe it was something to do with the way the commentary was being fed in from the German side, and maybe they realized that and they fixed something in the meantime, maybe. But that's good, at least. Yeah, so you got to hear your number 39 in perfect quality.
Well, I actually didn't, because I wasn't in front of the television.
Well, yeah. Maybe best for your sanity. So okay, look, hey, let's look at positives in a way. I know it's not your favorite song either, but you know, I thought Iceland was integrated nicely into the show, given how awkward that could be. It wasn't too bad. I'm really happy for Portugal. I still don't like the song that much, but I love that they've turned their vision into really effective staging.
Absolutely. Who did see that coming when we watched Festivali? No, that's the other one. Festival de Canção.
There is somehow, I don't know, Festival de Canção and Festival de Kingas. They feel like they should be, maybe there's a Portuguese-Albanian linguistic relationship we don't know. Yeah, no, exactly. When we saw it in the Portuguese final, it was fine, but it was just a bit of a surprise there, and here we are, Portugal, and not only in the final, in the top 10 of the betting, which, you know, apart from the one notable exceptional year, when does that ever happen?
Yeah. That was really a big surprise. And even our commentator, Peter Urban, which has been commentating for Germany since the end of the 90s, for those who don't know, he was rooting for Portugal before the voting even closed. And Germany couldn't vote last night, but still, Peter Urban said he hopes that Portugal will make it. So, what do we know? Apparently, it made a huge impact.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, who knows? And, you know, it seems like, I mean, I was going to say, and we touched on it a little bit, to me, Finland felt like a really underwhelming final envelope, because it's like, you know, there's no surprise, it's not really a big fan fave or whatever. But actually, looking at some of the, you know, the Twitter trends and what people are talking about and things like that, it seemed like Finland made a big impact with the wider audience, and maybe that's why they left it until last. But I mean, for us as fans, when it was, you know, not just because we personally maybe don't like the Finnish song, but just generally, I think when it was going to be losing things like Denmark and things like Austria, it was like, could they not at least have just switched around Finland and Greece? You know, put Greece last. She's a Dutch girl. It's big audience thing. Yeah. Obvious qualifier. There's no shock there. At least then we'd have had time to, you know, process the idea that it was going to be this way. But there we go. We don't know the motivations behind every decision they make.
Yeah, exactly. Would you think that in the final, with Finland in the final, that Finland and Italy would take votes from each other?
Well, you see, I'm quite keen to point out that they're really not very similar in a real world context. You know, it's kind of like they're from very different ends of what they're doing in the real world, in the way that you would never say that, you know, Russian woman is somehow the same as utopian land or something just because it's got some kind of wrapping in it. You know, it's like they're very different beasts, but actually in a Eurovision context, maybe that distinction is not so important. You know, they're loud, they're rock, they're pyro, they stand out and from the field. I would like to think that, you know, Italy will overshadow Finland a bit, but I don't know. I mean, one's in Italian, one's in English, you know, they do have different sort of, they're hitting different genre notes within that, so maybe there's room for both of them to do well. I don't know. They're far enough away in the running order, but that was to be expected. Yeah,
exactly. What other thoughts do we want to share before the final, actually, because this is the last time we're doing audio before the final?
Well, that's right. I'm just about to fire up a blog post and do some blogging from the first dress rehearsal of this. So yeah, I'm really curious to see how it will all work in the running order. I mean, we have a little clip on the official channel of the sort of, you know, reprise in running order, but that's not the same as seeing all the songs together and, you know, full 3 minutes. You see where the real highs and lows of the running order will be. I'm still clueless as to who's winning this, really. You know, some songs have momentum, you know, like Ukraine, but I mean, I can't picture that winning, but I don't know.
What's really interesting this year is all those favorites of the bookmakers feel like each of these is quite niche. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I hope in a way that it makes for a really exciting voting. I mean, who knows? Maybe the juries in particular have a habit of maybe finding one or two songs to prioritize, but then the televoting could be all over the place. Who knows?
Yeah, so you will be live blogging the first dress rehearsal of the grand final. And I wish you a lot of fun for this and good luck for the blogging.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have a very big pot of green tea next to me, and I'm sure that'll see me through whatever they want to throw at me. So we'll see how it goes.
And thank you for today's episode of Good Morning Eurovision, even if it's not morning anymore.
Well, morning in Eurovision week, you know, morning begins at about 11 o'clock in Eurovision week. That's not a problem. But yes, my pleasure. Pleasure to be on board. And We'll see what we're talking about next time, because that'll be after everything is done and we have a winner.
Yeah. So that was all for today. Enjoy the show, everyone. And remember to follow our live blogs. Martin is going to cover the first dress rehearsal in the afternoon, and I will cover the jury rehearsal in the evening. And yeah, see you.
Bye, everybody.